This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, moving on. You got to figure that between the shutdowns and the social distancing and the economic crisis that is making people not really excited to spend money they maybe don't have to right now, you got to figure, given all that, second, maybe only to airlines, the restaurant industry is among the biggest losers in this economy right now. And thus, a not unreasonable question. How many restaurants are we going to lose forever? Marketplace's Jasmine Garst has that one.
Lin Ta owns two restaurants in Los Angeles. One is in Koreatown, where her favorite dish is the frog legs. Her other outlet, she says, has got a mean catfish sandwich. Early on in the pandemic, she had to transition to takeout and delivery, but
we just didn't make any money. So there were nights where two orders would come in. There were nights where no orders came in.
Ta took out a PPP loan. Still, she says paying rent became a big concern. Restaurants nationwide have seen their income decimated by the shutdowns. Cornell University professor Alex Suskind predicts that 30% of restaurants may go out of business.
Restaurants historically are very cash flow dependent. And when you cut that off, restaurants that don't have any reserves or very low levels of reserves, it's a huge issue for them.
The NYC Hospitality Alliance recently found 80% of the city's restaurants did not pay full rent in June. Andrew Ridgie is the executive director of the alliance.
I think the federal government needs to come in with direct cash injections. We need to deal with the rent issue.
Back in L.A., Ta decided to close her Koreatown restaurant for now. The landlord for that spot has forgiven her rent for the time being. Her other restaurant is still open for delivery and takeout. She says her landlord won't renegotiate that rent. She's had to lay off 60 people. And she still can't break even on the amount of business she's getting.
There's just not enough. So what are we going to do? We're going to wait until we get kicked out, I guess.
She doesn't want to close down, but she's running out of ideas. I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.